Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. Well, our guest today is NFL player, author, speaker, and after 11 seasons in the NFL as a quarterback, he decided it was time to take his leadership skills he learned on the field and apply them off the field by equipping and raising up fathers to lead their families with courage and in accordance to the Word of God. He has a message that you're not going to want to miss right after this.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Well, our guest today is Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback, and he founded and led Stronger Families for 18 years and then served as vice president at Family Life, an international leader nurturing marriages and families for several years. Recently, he's teamed up with the Fatherhood Commission as an ambassador to help inspire leaders and influencers to champion fatherhood both inside and outside the church through clear, compelling evidence of God's design for dads as noble difference makers in their families and the world. This is a topic that couldn't be more pertinent. Jeff Kemp, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jeff. It's good to be with you on such a crucial topic as fatherhood.
Well, you know, God has revealed himself as our Father, and of course, our Lord Jesus Christ told us to pray to God as our Father, and he's the source of identity and destiny and affirmation, and right now it seems like the world has lost it. We've lost the picture of Father God. Why is this topic so close to your heart?
I think you really framed it well. You know, all of life, everything that God created and everything he made and designed was beautiful, but we got it out of whack. And the fall of man and sin, our rebellion, is making it go awry. But the way God intended it is family. And he calls himself Father. And he invites us to call him Father. And Jesus calls him Father. And Jesus says, you can have the same relationship with the Father that I have. And it was a beautiful relationship. Jesus didn't do or say or think anything that the Father didn't give him. And then he gave the Father glory. And then the Father's going to glorify Jesus. All those things can be true of us through salvation and surrender in Christ. But today, a mixture of society running from God and even American Christendom kind of watering down what the true gospel is and who our true Father is, the picture of our Father. And some of that comes because we didn't have a really good human Father, which there's been a problem with that for decades. Then we have a hard time envisioning a heavenly Father, okay? But the two most important things, Jeff, for a person that shaped their life are A, their view of God, and B, their view of themselves. God's identity and their identity. And if we don't have God's identity crystal clear, we're not going to know how good he is, how trustworthy he is, how loving he is, how forgiving he is, how in control and sovereign he is. And then secondly, fatherhood is crucial because little babies come from moms and dads, and they need their moms and dads. And fathering is the most important job any man will ever have.
So are you saying that maybe men and fathers in America, we are missing out on... I mean, it's both an invitation and a command to represent the Father well because of a lack of our own personal revelation of who the Father is to us.
I got a fair way to say that. If you're dad, your role model is the Heavenly Father. And Jesus even painted a picture of the type of father he is in the Luke passage about the prodigal son and his legalistic older brother, both of whom, by the way, ran away from the Father. One through performance and pride, and one through rebellion and wild living. But that father was amazing. He jumped off the porch and welcomed the prodigal son back. He told the older son, who was kind of all mad and angry, he said, "Everything I've always had has been yours. Come share in the party with your brother who's returned. This is a gracious, loving, generous father. And we need to see God as that. Yes, he's holy, pure, he's just, and he will judge. But he offered to take the judgment on his son, Jesus, proving his love." All of that paves the way for how important it is that we be engaged fathers. And I think a lot of dads didn't have a good human dad, and therefore they kind of think, "I won't do it well myself," or they pick up those bad habits. They leave it to the wife, to the mom, and they think, "Maybe I'm not perfect. God can't forgive me for my past." Oh my gosh, the whole Bible's full of people with messed up, ridiculous, terrible stories that he forgives and then turns around. So that's, no one's disqualified from this fathering thing. At any age, you can apologize, learn some lessons, depend on God, and build a better relationship with your kids. And dads are important. That's the key message.
So if there's a dad out there right now that's listening, I mean, like, you know, you said that we live in a broken world, and there's sin in the world. And so the image of the father has been marred because of the brokenness of individuals. You have, you know, the Bible talks about even, you know, generational curses, where the brokenness of one generation really does impact the success of the generation that follows it. So none of us have escaped this. You know, none of us have come through this unscathed. So if you're speaking to a father that's out there and they're saying, "You know what, I didn't have a great start at this because of my past or even just my own, you know, history as a dad," what's your encouragement or what's your word of wisdom for how they begin to turn it around?
That's a great question. First of all, let's deal with the dads that we had, and then we'll talk about the type you are. So maybe a guy has lost his dad and he's stuck with his emptiness. Maybe your dad passed away, but you're realizing that you didn't have a good relationship with him at all. Your dad's gone, but you never heard the words from him that you wanted to hear. "Son, I'm so glad you're my son. I know I've done some stuff wrong, but I apologize for missing out for some key things, but I'm so proud of you. I respect you. You're a good man. I love you deeply. I always will. I pray God's blessing over your life." Man, if you haven't felt that in your life, or your dad's around, but you still can't please him, he's always kind of critiquing you or judging you. If you've got those empty feelings, those hurts and wounds and vacuums and pain, there's a solution to that. It's your perfect Heavenly Father, because none of us have perfect human fathers. So I think the first thing we need to deal with the healing of the lack and the pain and the vacuum and the wound that's inside of us from whatever our dad did or didn't do to us. And the forgiveness of Christ covers that. Your dad might have done the best he could do with what he had, and he might have had a really tough backstory himself. And so let your dad off the hook. Go seek the fathering of the Heavenly Father, who says all those things to you, that "I love you. I'm always there for you. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. I forgive you. You have a great future. You're a mighty man of valor." "What? I'm not behaving like that yet." "Oh, I know. Just like Gideon, you're going to be that." Your Heavenly Father says that. You could be refathered if you start approaching God that way. Then, no matter what you've done wrong or what you've missed, you can learn a few lessons, judge yourself, "Why have I not done so well?" And then tell your kids, "I'm learning some things and I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? I want to rebuild a relationship." And at that point, you're doing the most important thing as a dad, relationship. Your children need your relationship. Discipline, training, prayer, provision, guidance in sports, guidance in school, all those things are built on top of relationship. It's the foundation. So build your relationship with the Heavenly Father. Forgive and let go of the pain from your earthly father. Ask God to refather you, and then start learning, what did I do wrong and where was it and why? And how can I apologize to my kids? And now, let's, from this day forward, build a different relationship. And that takes time, honesty, asking questions, meeting them on their level.
What about to the dad that's out there right now who says, "You know what, I've set a bad example"? Maybe their kids are adults. Is it too late for a dad to make a change?
No. No dad is disqualified. gosh, that guy on the cross next to Jesus at the very last second said, Jesus, please forgive me, take me to heaven. And Jesus did. So God is a God of forgiveness and second and third and fourth chances. The main thing is you can't fix some of the damage that happened from age 0 to 18 in your kid's life. But you can take the mistakes you've made and the seasons you've missed, you can describe them and your sorrow and your grief and your sadness over them. You can take responsibility and even tell the story, but man, I didn't learn to father because my dad didn't do this to me, but I'm responsible and I apologize. Will you please forgive me? And that honesty, that self-awareness, that apology, I'm sorry, I hurt you, I wasn't there for you, will you please forgive me? I want to change. That's a full apology. That is so humble and so powerful and builds so much bonding with your child that you can start building a new relationship with your grown child. And obviously, you can't reparent a grown child. They don't want to be parented. They don't even like our advice. It makes them feel like a little kid. I've made that mistake many times with my grown sons. My best parenting of adult children is when I share vulnerably things I'm learning about myself and apologize to them for things that I did or didn't do well. And it's remarkable how that wins them over and bonds us closer and opens them up and improves our relationship. And sometimes it doesn't happen right away if there were deep, deep, dark hurt.
Right.
But apologies are our best avenue as fathers trying to repair the past.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, as we're talking, you know, I can clearly hear your passion, your enthusiasm for this topic. Was there an event in your life, in your journey, you know, I was about to say either as a son or as a father because they're so, so connected. Was there an event or a moment where things clicked for you, or was there a transformational moment? What caused you to pick up this cause and make it become one that you're championing?
Well, I was gifted with a dad that was very affectionate and very encouraging. I would call him a champion encouragement. And he cast a lot of vision for my life. The problem was my dad was a football player and a congressman and a speaker and a leader, and he cast a vision for my future to be a leader and to perform well and be a quarterback and stuff. So I took that and I ended up doing that, but I always built this excessive image of my future that I had to perform really well to be significant. And it was still a performance mentality, even when I became a believer in Jesus and a Christian. So over the years of football and facing some failures, I started to be matured to realize it's more about relationship than performance. And my identity is based in my relationship with the Heavenly Father and Jesus, not in performing like a Christian. And this last year has been a transformative one for me. In COVID, all of my speeches, I travel and speak to men's conferences, were canceled, and all my income. And I was at home. And I said, okay, God, I want to have a year of being refathered by you. And because I heard that from a friend of mine, Ed McGlasson, that was refathered at age 40 by pursuing God and asking him questions in his journal and other ways. Mm-hmm. And I've had the most amazing year of having God remind me that I listened to a lie that present Jeff isn't enough. And I built an idol that future Jeff would be more significant. And then I became somewhat ungrateful for the situation I was in. Even though it was successful, it was never quite enough for me. And that's ungrateful. That's discontentment. And just naming those things in this refathering process, God taught me these things, set me free. And I want to see other dads set free from their past and set free from performance to live as a son of their Heavenly Father. And that's the way I'm trying to live. As a son of my Heavenly Father, I want to do this interview right now as a son of God, not as Jeff Kemp, you know, such and such football player, ministry dude. I want to read the Bible as a son, not as a Christian. I want to pray as a son, not as a Christian. I want to go to church to hear my Heavenly Father talk to me. And everything I do, I want to do it as a son who's receiving from the Father the guidance that Jesus got. If Jesus needed it, man, this Jeff needs it, and so does the Jeff I'm talking to on this podcast and all the guys that are out there.
100%. And I can't think of a higher aim for any of us as men.
It's cool because if you're living as a son,
Yeah.
And you're receiving your guidance and your strength and your power, your inspiration, your words,
yeah.
your actions from God. When things go well, guess who gets the credit? God.
Yeah.
And guess how good that is for us? It's fabulous, because pride is our worst risk and humility is our best asset. It's Jesus's asset. It's Jesus's main characteristic. So living as a son keeps you humble, but it makes you God confident. And God confident is way better than Jeff confident, I promise you.
100%. Jeff, I know that you have recently been involved in a few projects. They're resources that you believe are going to be a real blessing to dads. One of them is a documentary that'll be released, I think it's September 10th, called Show Me the Father. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Stephen Kendrick is one of our board members at the Fatherhood Commission. He and Alex make the Courageous and Fireproof and Prayer Room movies. And they are making a movie with Sony called Show Me the Father. It's a documentary about the importance of fatherhood, the pain of father wounds, and the way that God Almighty can heal them. And it tells an outrageous story about an NFL player, a friend of mine. He became a coach both in the NFL and in college, named Sherman Smith. He was an awesome Christian dude who mentored all the players that he recruited and coached in college, and even the pro guys. He had an impact in Eddie George's life. And anyway, Sherman ended up finding out years later that a guy he'd mentored and coached and had a huge influence on, that had grown up fatherless and treated Sherman kind of like his surrogate dad.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman was the actual father of that young man.
Whoa.
And they found out when that young man was 37 years old. He played in the NFL. He became a football coach himself, Dylan McCullough. That story paints the picture of this God of redemption, this God of beautiful fatherhood, the God that takes broken stories and makes beautiful stories. There's hope for every dad in our audience, right? There's hope for every single dad listening. But the hope isn't in some self-help book or, you know, a couple principles of fatherhood. It's in going to repair your relationship with the perfect Heavenly Father, letting Him father you, and then humbly saying, God, guide me to now become the father you want me to be, no matter how much water is passed under the bridge. So that's Show Me the Father, coming out September 10th. It's going to be cool. There'll be a great set of resources with it, and many different partners in the Fatherhood Commission, these different groups around the country that do fatherhood strengthening, they're going to be telling people about this movie and then acting as resources to help dads, whether they're single dads, divorced dads, dads that want to do Bible studies, dads that want to join a program at a church or join a small group, get some good training and curriculum in fatherhood, heal from father wounds, mentor fatherless kids, right? We need to be the fathers to kids that don't have fathers. There's programs like that, all represented, and people can find those partners of ours at the fatherhoodcommission.org, fatherhoodcommission.org. And that's also where we'll tell them about the Show Me the Father documentary, and then the Courageous Legacy movies being re-released on October 15th, which is also about fatherhood.
It's beautiful. And again, we thank God for individuals like yourself, Jeff, who are championing this call. Again, with a world that's marred by sin and dysfunction, we already have that mountain to climb to really, you know, reclaim authentic fatherhood. But again, even right now in our culture, it seems like there is a targeted assault against fathers and against
mm-hmm.
being a father that represents the heart of God. Jeff, I'm wondering, as we close today, and again, maybe someone's going to be listening to Father's Day is right around the corner. I'm wondering if you could pray for all the fathers out there. Maybe there's a man listening who's about to become a father, and he doesn't want to mess it up. He wants to be everything that God's called him to be. Would you mind praying over our audience as we end our podcast together?
I'd love to. I'll begin by praying for the women that are listening. Father God, little girls and women are meant to be loved, protected, cherished, nurtured, and treated as special treasures by their dads. But it just doesn't happen often enough. But every woman out there has a perfect Heavenly Father. We pray that you heal her, strengthen her, comfort her, and guide her, and revive her vision of fatherhood, and help her forgive her dad through the forgiveness of Jesus so she can move forward. And also help her to forgive her husband or the father of her kids, and look for the positive and realize that there's a backstory that might have damaged him. And by looking for the positive and seeing the positive and stating the positive, thinking the positive, we start to see more positive things happen. So it's affirming of any father in our lives. I pray for all these women. And Lord, for these men, all the dads, first for the dad who doesn't really have access to his kids, that his prayer life would become a powerful avenue of blessing his kids. And secondly, that you would give him the ability to apologize and humble himself and make connection by text and email and FaceTime and letter and in person. And that he would rebuild that relationship through humility and apology, and that you would refather him so he would have hope and guidance from you. And for all of us dads who are imperfect, Lord, deepen our understanding of you, the perfect Father. Help us go on a refathering journey to be refathered. And then help us to assess ourselves and honestly apologize for whatever we've missed or done wrong, and not beat ourselves up because Jesus wiped it out and forgave it. And then realize the most important job we have is to be a dad. So encourage these dads, fuel these dads, strengthen these dads, help them build relationship with their kids, and represent your love, your truth, your hope, your passion, and your care in the lives of their sons and their daughters, no matter their age. Make us humble dads with the confidence of God to transfer your love into our sons and daughters' lives. Bless these dads. Turn their lives around and their kids. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Jeff, one more time, for those that want to follow you, connect to Resource, what's the best place for them to go?
Personally, they could touch base with me at jeffkempteam.com. And my email is jeff@jeffkempteam.com. But that's my website. It has my book and speaking and stuff on there. My ministry to men called Men Huddle, getting men into small groups. So that's jeff@jeffkempteam.com. And the movie, Show Me the Father, the resources of the Fatherhood Commission, a bunch of cool groups and champions, that's all available at fatherhoodcommission.org. Fatherhoodcommission.org. And we'd love to help people connect to groups that can support them.
Wonderful. Well, it was such a blessing to have you on the podcast today. And we're praying God's richest blessings over you and your ministry and the message that God has called you to carry at this time. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks, Jeff.
Our pleasure. God bless. You've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. We want to encourage you to make sure to share the episode with friends and family. It's a great way to share encouraging news as well as spread the kingdom of God. And it's how the podcast grows as more listeners find value and find encouragement in the content that we are providing. I pray today's episode blessed you.